I'll start with this verse, Mark 10:27. Jesus, verse 27, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Amen. Okay, I'll open up in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We thank you for the wonderful worship time we had, Lord. We commit this night into your hand, Lord, and we ask us to open our eyes and ear and our heart to receive your word, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of our youth have almost finished the VC exams, and it's time of the exam. It's a very pressure time, and some people have finished, and it is it's pretty important for them, because based on this VCE exam, based on the results of this VCE exam, they are going to decide on what they are going to study in the university or about their futures. So I'm going to share a little bit about my life when I was doing my same sort of exam, and what happened at the time, and how God helped me to come out of that particular situation. And all the youths and even children have dreams or desires or ambitions in their life. I also had an ambition. Before I want to share my ambition, I just want to check with few young people here about their ambitions. So who like to volunteer? Where's the mic? Okay. All right. Come on, Roshan, come down. Okay, you can fix this up. Is it on? Yeah, okay. Okay, what do you want to do when you grow up? What is your ambition? What is your goal?
Probably to be an engineer of some sort, or technician, or something like that.
Thank you. Okay. Who else next? I'll pick two people. Okay, come on down, Rachel. Come down. You can come with Ari. Once you finish, then Ari.
On the wiggles. I want to study health science.
Ah, that's good. So what? Once you finish studying, what do you want to become like?
Either speech pathology or occupational therapy.
Good. Well done. Who else? Matthew. Come on down, Matthew.
I'm not too sure, actually.
Okay, that's all right. We'll pray for you. Okay, who else? Come on down.
I want to be a cabinet maker or a chef or a mechanic.
Well done. He'll ask Josh.
I don't really know. Whatever I do is what I do.
That's... All right. Come on down. We have to face the audience. Come down here. Okay, you stand here. Okay.
I want to be a basketball player or be in the church band or be a soccer player or be a cricket player or be a pastor. And that's all.
Well done. All right. Come on down, Timothy. It's good. I don't have to preach too much because we can finish with this. That's all right.
When I grow up, I'd love to be an inventor, an astronomer, or a climatologist.
Well done. Wow. Who else? Last chance. Who else want to be?
Sarah.
All right, come down.
I would like to be... a rugby player or
a Socceroos player, or an armor guard, or a rock star band.
So armor guard becomes a profession now, huh? So it's categorized as one of the profession. Yeah. It's very good to hear from these young people about their ambitions, and it's pretty important to have an ambition or a goal as a young kid. And I'm quite sure the people who said they don't know, that means like they have something in their mind, but it has not come out from them. So it will come out in good time. And as a young kid, when I was in school, after a lesson about professions, like my class teacher taught about different professions, and I decided, okay, I'm going to become an accountant. So Gary is the only one who is clapping, because he's also an accountant, and I'm glad to hear that not many people want to become accountant. So that means I'll have more job opportunities when I get old. So
what do you work for?
No. So why I choose to become an accountant is very funny, because I was very young and I didn't knew what is this all about, accounting. So I thought, what I know is, okay, when you become accountant, you control the business and you have money, so everyone will come to you for money. So, but that was very young. Like, I was very young, so I decided, okay, at school I'll become an accountant. But when I grow up and when I start studying accounting, I realize accounting is much more complicated than that. And it has got various aspects. It has got financial accounting, management accounting, investment accounting, tax accounting, and quite a lot. So, but I had a dream that I want to become an accountant, that when I was young. So when anyone asks like this, like today we ask people, and if someone asked me, I said, I want to become an accountant, but I didn't know what that mean at the time. I was working through it. And in Sri Lanka, like, as you know, that I migrated to Australia from Sri Lanka almost three and a half years before. And in Sri Lanka, we have got two big exams, like VCE, and one you do it at when you are at year 10, and the other one you do it when you are at year 12. And education system is a bit different over there, and you have to do exams from year 4 or year 3 onwards, and it's not just one exam, you have to do three exams every year. So we have done quite a lot of exams in life. So, and ordinary level is like when you do it at year 10. And I had a very hard time when I was studying at school, not just because of my ability or my experience. It's just because of we are moving from place to place. So from year 1 to year 12, I studied in 5 different schools. I studied in 2 different countries. I studied in 2 different languages. So it made me very, very... difficult for me to concentrate and study. From year 1 to year 12, I didn't go to school for 1.5 years, and I have to study the year four twice. So we moved from Sri Lanka to India, so I have to study year 4 once in Sri Lanka. And when I went to India, they said, your standard is not good enough, you have to study again. So I have to study that again. Year 4 subject again. And we lived in India from year 4 to year 9, and I studied in English medium in a different syllabus, and I have to come back to Sri Lanka when I was year 10. Then I have to study again in Tamil language, which is my own language, and from year 10 to 12, I studied in my own language. So it was very difficult for me, and I never had a friend like a friend from... you can say like this this friend studied from me from year 1 to year 12. I can't say that because I was in five different schools. I was studying different subjects, different syllabuses. So it was very hard for me. And I didn't accept Christ at the time, but I studied very hard because I had an ambition. I had a goal. I studied really very hard. I put a lot of effort. I always come first in the class, even though the circumstances changed. And I came first in my school when I did my year 10 exam. So I got 7 distinctions, and I came first in my exams in year 10. Then after that, I was not a Christian at the time. So after that, I was studying for my year 12. So I had to select the subject what I have to study for year 11 and year 12. I had to select the main course. So when I was trying to select the course, my school teachers got pretty upset with me because I selected a course, the commerce subject. So they said, you are pretty good. You can become a doctor or you can become an engineer. Don't do commerce because that's for the people who don't score much marks. So, but I told them, no, I've got an ambition. Okay, Gary is a bit upset. That's okay. All right, it's not like that, but that's how they feel. Okay, so the teachers told me to pick science or math subjects, and I told them, no, I'm going to do commerce because I've got an ambition. And they said, okay, what is your ambition? I want to become an accountant. Then they said, oh no, you can become a doctor, engineer. I said, no. They went into the extent, and they even influenced my parents to speak to me. And they thought that I'm making a wrong decision. So I told my parents, no, I've got an ambition. I want to achieve that. This is what I'm going to do. Okay, finally they gave up. I won. And I started studying commerce subjects. So when I started commerce subjects, everything went well. I was doing good and I was scoring high marks. And because we have these general exams in Sri Lanka, like within the district, I was getting the highest marks in the district even before the final exam. So like, even my school was expecting me to top up and get the best marks in the district, not only in the school, in the district, because I was so good. But all things changed when I went for the exams in 1994, when I was 19, because I was 1 year older than the normal kids because I had to skip schools. And I had to study in different countries, so I was a bit old, 1 year older than the normal kid. And when I did my first exam, I went for one exam. I had to do 8 subjects. I went for one exam, and I became sick. I became sick, terribly sick. I went to a doctor close by, and he told us about Christ, and I accepted Christ. That's long story short. I became Christian in 1994 while I was doing that exam. But due to my sickness, I couldn't finish my exam. That year passed away. I went into the next year thinking that I'll do that exam again, and I started preparing for it. And when it came to 1995, because the exams is held only once a year, I couldn't sit again because I became sick again. In 1995, I became sick again, and I couldn't do that exam. So I passed that year, and 1996, the third year, I was so frustrated. I had this fear of failure. As a young boy, I had this fear of failure. I thought, like, I'm not going to make it. And I didn't bother about it. I just let it go, and I started studying computer. So I got interested in computing. I started studying really well. And I got the good marks. And the computer center, which I was studying, they said, oh, you are really good. Do you want to join us for work? So I started working. But I didn't finish my exams. It was bothering me too much. 1997, I was working in a computer center in Trincomalee. It's one part of Sri Lanka. In case if you don't understand any of these places, ask Pastor Chris. Because Pastor Chris has visited all these places, and as a matter of fact, Pastor Chris has visited more places in Sri Lanka than me. Pastor Chris went to Hatton, which is a lovely place. We didn't go there because it's too cold there. But Pastor Chris loved that place. So I was working at Trincomalee in 1997. So 1994, I missed my first exam. 1995, second time, I didn't do it. 1996, third time, I didn't do it. And 1997, I was working there. And closer to exam, 15 days before the exam, I received an admission card. Now, when you go for the exam, you get an admission card from Department of Education. So I received an admission card from Department of Education that, okay, here is your name. You're going to do this exam on these days. I was wondering, how come? I didn't do anything. Who has applied for me? Then I find out my sister was very concerned about me, and without my concern, she has applied for my exam, which is not good. But then when I got my admission card, I thought, oh, not again. I'm not going to do this exam because I had this fear of failure and I was worried about my things. And since I have failed 3 times without doing the exam, I thought, no, I'm not going to make it. So I just left that on my desk and I went to bed. And I wake up on the next day. Something was pressurizing me inside, and I was worried, highly worried. And I was thinking about my future. It's all I can see is very dark. I don't know where I'm heading because I've not even completed my VCE exam, which is telling the same terminology. And so I've not completed my VCE exam. Where I'm going to end up? I won't forget that morning. And I won't forget the prayer I prayed to God, because I kneeled down and I told God, God, I accepted you as my Savior, but look at me. I am here in this place. I've skipped my exams 3 times, and you know that I was, the people were expecting me to come first in the district. Look at me after accepting you, the terrible things has happened on my life. Still, I can't do my exam. I'm suffering. I had an ambition, you know that, God, but I don't know where I'm going to end up, because if I don't do this exam, I won't be able to study anything further, because to study anything further, I just need these results. So I told God, I would be happy if I just get 4 simple passes. I'm going to commit to you, and I'm going to ask you to help me if I can do this exam to get pass marks. And I was crying, and the time comes and God speak to me and he said, I'll help you. You go and you do it, I'll help you. So I just got 15 days for the exam. I started studying hard again, and I borrowed some books from some of my friends, because it's now 3 years, so I don't have any of my books. I borrowed some books from my friends. I started studying, started trusting in God, and put God first and started studying, and I went and did the exam. I was expecting just 4 simple pass marks. And after two and a half months, the results came. So I got my results, and when I looked at it, initially I thought I picked up someone else's results. So because I looked at it, I got 3 distinctions and 1 credit pass, and most amazingly, I came first in the district. And after three years, with great struggle, with great difficulties, I submitted to God, and I asked Him to help, and He helped me to achieve my dream, achieve my goal. If God didn't help me at the time, I won't be standing here, because I will be still in Sri Lanka. I don't know what I will be doing. So the long story short, God actually helped me to understand that He cares for me and to trust Him and give everything to Him. So I'm going to look, this is just a testimony about myself and what God did for me. I'm just going to quickly look at 3 points. which I learned through my experience when I was doing these exams. So the first point, you can go to the next slide. Trust in God. I had an attitude problem when I was young, because even though I have accepted Christ, what I thought is, God, I know that I'm a sinner. I've accepted you as my Savior. That's it. I know how to handle my life. I know better things. I know how to study. I know how to plan for my future. I know everything. I have got abilities. I've got experiences. I will do what best is for me. I don't need to trust you. That is the attitude I had. But, you know, maybe some of the young people here, maybe you may be thinking about, okay, I don't need to trust God for everything because we are in good country. We have good parents. Everything will be taken care of by them, and we don't have to do anything. But it was not the case for me. I learned to trust God for everything because He is my creator, healer, and provider. Do you trust God in all circumstances, in school, in your studies, in your relationships? Do you know that God wants you to trust in Him for big things, things you have even thought about? Just want to look at these words, which was very helpful for me when I was struggling to trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Amen. So these words pretty much tells that if we trust in God, that He will make our path straight. And that's what I realized over the years. And I learned in a hard way, not trusting Him. And after that, over the years, I have learned to trust for everything, one by one. I've started trusting God in everything. I'll go to the second point. The second point is, do not give in to fear of failure. And that is the mistake I did when I was young, because I had too much of pressure when I wanted to study, when I had my future. So what I did is I started giving into this fear of failure. Since I have failed 3 times to sit my exams, every time I skipped, it got worse. I was thinking about, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do in my future? What am I going to do? How my future is going to be? I can tell you one thing. Don't give up something, maybe your studies, dream, because of fear of failure. Because God is there to help you, and He will help you He will help you to come out of this fear of failure. We're going to look at another verse, Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I'll help you. And this is a word actually my dad gave me when I was struggling. He knows that I'm down with this fear of failure because I failed 3 times. He knows that I'm exhausted and I'm struggling. So he gave me this word and he prayed for me, and I still remember this word. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. The third point we are going to look at is, allow God to work in your situation. Most of the time, we don't allow God to work in your situation, and we wonder why we have still got the same problem and same issue. Like, I have experience, like, when I have issues, I want to give it to God, and I come up here to the front for the prayer, or even at home, I pray, and I give it to God. God, here's my problem. I give it to Him, and I go back to sleep. And what will happen? Tomorrow morning, I wake up, and I go back, and I take the same problem with me and I keep it with me. So this is what happened all the time. And I've learned that when we give it to God, we have to trust in Him completely and we should allow Him to work on that issues. Listen to God. He wants you to do something so that He can work in your situation. Sometimes it's not easy to deal with your situation alone. That's what, young people, you have to share your issues or anything you have with your parents or with the, even with the youth leaders. Okay, so these are the three main points I just want to highlight. And these are the three main key points I have learned through my experience and walking in God over the past few years. I want to close with this thought. I just want to ask one question. It's something about an inventor. Someone want to become an inventor. So we'll ask this question. Kids, do you know who invented the electric light bulb? All right, Timothy. Thomas Alva Edison. And that's good. Next question. Do you know how many times Thomas Alva Edison failed while inventing electric bulb? Not Michael. you're too old. You're asking only young people. Abigail. 10? No? Jesse? 5? No?
8?
No?
11?
No? 50? No? No? A lot? No? Yes, it is. Give me a specific answer. Who said 1,000? Yes, that's correct. So, that's correct. Does he want to become an inventor? Who else no want to become? Not him. Someone else. Okay. Timothy, that's good. Okay. They asked, so Edison was neither the first nor only the person trying to invent an electric lamp. Many inventors had tried and failed. Some were discouraged and went on to invent other devices. When they interviewed Edison, they asked him, how many times did you fail when you were trying to invent this electric lamp? He said, 1,000. So he has failed 1,000 times. And I have only failed 3 times to do my exams. But I was so frustrated. But do you know that God believes in you more than Edison believed in his invention? Even if you have failed 1,000 times, God still believes in you and He wants to help you to achieve your ambition or goal. So we'll close in that.